Now, city leaders around the country are trying to find out ways to attract young people to their communities. Sometimes it's easier said than done.
Officials in Milwaukee have debated over a new basketball arena, a streetcar, and other initiatives to try to improve the city, and they're hoping these investments pay off.
The Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum set out to discover what Milwaukee-based millennials really want, and some of the biggest factors for those residents include crime rates and the strength of the local economy.
Joining us now to talk more about the survey is Rob Henkin, president of the Public Policy Forum. Rob, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So what questions did you want to answer with this survey?
Well, as you alluded to in the introduction to the segment, there's been so much discussion here in Milwaukee about the types of things that we need to do as a community to be a metro area that's going to be attractive to young talent. And in particular, when we talk about and think about young talent, we often think about the millennial generation. So lots of people think they know what millennials want. And we have found that certainly there have been several national surveys that have been done. Transportation and livability are issues that have emerged and that people have done follow-up work about. But there really has not been any effort to put science behind the anecdote and to really go out and try to survey millennials to see what are the characteristics of a metro area that are most defining for them in terms of determining where they want to live, work, and play. And so that's what we set out to do in this survey. And we came out, I think, with some very interesting findings.
Well, I suppose it could also be specific to place. Do millennials in Milwaukee want the same thing as millennials in San Francisco, say?
Well, that's a fantastic point, and that was sort of one of our areas of concern that really prompted us to want to dig into this question a little bit further. Another really important distinction is between whether your goal is to retain or attract young talent. And certainly most would argue that both are important goals. But you know, those are two different questions in terms of what millennials who are already living here in our metro region really value the most and what characteristics of metro area. If indeed the goal is to attract people from both coasts, for example, what are the attributes that might be most attractive to them?
So in this survey, you talked to millennials living in metro Milwaukee. So does that make it difficult to know what would attract them? For instance, if they already lived there, they would have not had to answer that question about what attracted them to Milwaukee.
It does indeed. And in our write-up of the survey results, we have emphasized that these results really, they may be informative, they may be insightful, but they're certainly far from definitive in terms of trying to describe what we need to attract millennials from outside of the region. This survey is much better used to really try to determine the qualities that millennials already living here find most important.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the survey. How many people did you talk to?
Well, it was an online survey, 486 millennials from the four-county metro Milwaukee area were surveyed. Actually, the firm that conducted the actual survey is the Deringer Research Group out of Brookfield. We designed the survey, and we analyzed the results. And so we tried, in terms of those 486 individuals, our sampling strategy was to make the sample as proportional as possible in terms of geography, in terms of race, ethnicity, gender, et cetera.
And there were some surprising findings. Let's dig into those a little bit. And in terms of what people thought about in their city, crime turned out to be very important. What did people say, millennials say, about crime in Milwaukee?
Well, so one of our one of the first questions we asked was we asked our respondents to think about, we listed several different characteristics, and we asked them to think about the level of importance that they placed on those characteristics when generally determining where they want to live. And so we had a list of about 10. Crime was one of them, jobs and economy, education, public transportation, a longer list. But we found that more than four-fifths of the respondents cited crime and cited jobs/economy as important factors. Those were the two factors that were cited as important by the highest percentages of our respondents. We asked several other questions, and I think one that also stands out is narrowing in specifically on the city of Milwaukee as opposed to the metro region, we asked respondents what they liked best about the city and what they liked least about the city. And in terms of what they liked least, 51% of those who responded to our our survey cited a high crime rate. Now, whether that is perception or reality is obviously well beyond the scope of this survey, but it is certainly an issue that's on the minds of millennials.
Well, so it's such an interesting thing because there's all these assumptions about millennials not wanting to own cars, so they want reliable public transportation, they want bike paths and things like that, the livability factor, and there you have crime at the very top of the list. So does that mean some of the money that cities are thinking about allocating to those bike paths should be going instead to fighting crime?
We certainly wouldn't want to jump to that conclusion from our survey results. So let me qualify that just a little bit. So whereas I can say to you that in our survey, more than 4/5 said crime was important, I can also say to you that in our survey, just over half said that public transportation is important. We did not ask people to rate these in terms of importance. So again, it's the number of people who cited the characteristic as important. Now, we did dig more deeply. We asked a series of questions specifically geared around transportation. And here again, given I've heard and read the same reports that you have, that millennials are different in that they prefer more walkable, livable communities. They're not as auto-centric as older generations. And our survey didn't necessarily say that's not true, but when asking millennials, again, to rate in terms of importance, various transportation services, we found that greater percentages cited well-maintained and relatively uncongested roads and highways. That was cited more frequently as important than effective mass transit.
We're talking to Rob Henkin right now, president of the Public Policy Forum, talking about a recent survey on what millennials in Metro Milwaukee think is important when they're looking for a place to live.
And we want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. If you are a millennial yourself, what do you think is most important when you're deciding where you're going to live? What is a must-have? What's a deal-breaker for you? For older listeners, what things do you look at when you're deciding where to locate, to relocate? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave us a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now about a survey that asked what factors were important to millennials in Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee metropolitan area, when picking a place to live.
And we want to hear from you. If you're a young person, what do you think is most important when you're thinking of moving? Is it jobs? Is it the crime rate? Is it quality of living? The cost of living, maybe? Or culture and entertainment? You can call us now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave us a comment on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing the conversation now with Rob Henkin of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. And Rob, before we went to our pledge break there, you were talking about how you didn't want there to be sweeping judgments about how to allocate money, but what would you like people to do with this information about what it seems like is most important to a majority of millennials?
Well, we think there's some very important food for thought here. So, again, particularly as these conversations have taken place in the city of Milwaukee in recent months, there's inevitably been a lot of focus on issues like transportation, like entertainment, like cultural institutions. And so, to me, what does come through here is that millennials are not unlike what I think many of us feel the general population would have said. It's sort of like the hierarchy of needs here. If you don't have a community where people are feeling safe and where they are seeing possibility and potential for economic advancement, then a lot of the other things that you're looking to try to do may be irrelevant. So I think that's a very important thing that just comes out, that in that respect, and I'm not saying there aren't other ways in which millennials may indeed be different from other generations, but in that respect, it does seem that most people are the same.
Right. So instead of reading all these articles and thinking millennials are nothing like the rest of us, we should be thinking millennials are a lot like the rest of us.
Well, so again, I wish we had, I don't know that I wish, because it probably would be very difficult to do, but we did not ask millennials to rank in terms of level of importance where crime falls, for example, as compared to transit or as compared to existence of professional sports, et cetera. What we know is, again, the percentages that believe that these are important attributes. So it gives us some insights. I think an overriding message on the transportation front is that millennials value both good roads and good transit. And I think it just, again, gives some indication of the types of things that we ought to be looking at in terms of public policies that are designed to attract and retain talent in the greater Milwaukee area.
And going back to the survey, it also found things things like restaurants, shopping areas, cultural attractions were big factors in why people choose to live in Milwaukee. So what does that mean for how to place the way we think about something like a new Bucks arena, for instance?
So this is the perfect example where people on both sides of this issue could spin the survey results the way they want. As I think I mentioned earlier before the break, a majority of people did cite the importance of amenities like professional sports when thinking about factors that influence where they want to live. However, the percentages of people citing professional sports and professional basketball in particular in our survey was less than 50%. So on the one hand, I could argue to you that that there's importance being placed here. On the other hand, when you look at the attributes that come in or that ranked higher in terms of the percentage of people citing these as important, we can see that professional sports was lower down on that list. It really depends on how you want to look at it.
If you look at this in terms of dollars and people bringing nuance into the conversations, take something, say, like the streetcar initiative. How would you take this information and apply it to that boardroom where people are deciding how much money, how much weight do we put behind this project?
Well, I think the overriding takeaway here is that we did ask a direct question on the streetcar and some other very specific transportation proposals in the greater Milwaukee area. So in this case, instead of asking what's important, we asked very simply on a scale of 1 to 5, do you support? When we asked that question about the streetcar, we found that about half said that they supported, and that roughly 30% said that they didn't support, and that the remainder were somewhere in the middle. What does that tell us? I think it's in the eye of the beholder. I think it shows that there is some solid support, but I also think when you look at how other transportation services ranked on that list, if the decision ultimately is between building a streetcar and taking good care of our local roads, perhaps the survey would say that taking good care of our local roads is more important. But I think the survey might also suggest that both are important.
Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
That was Rob Henkin talking about a public policy forum survey that asked Milwaukee millennials about important factors for relocating to a new city.